What's the most uncomfortable thing about traveling? Not just necessarily the common air travel, reclining seats, all that sort of stuff, but the most uncomfortable thing about traveling. Once you get to your trip, what do you dislike the most about traveling or vacation these days? You can text the show 713-572-4610. Also, let us know in the YouTube and Twitch chats, and we'll get to the best answers here throughout, throughout the show. John, obviously, you just came back from a nice vacation. Leads to this question of the day. So what jumped out to your mind after just traveling? What was the worst part?
Who's getting on your nerves?
Yeah, that's right.
No one got on my nerves. It was truly, like, knock on wood, it always is this way. It was perfect, but nobody cares about that. It was just a great, great vacation. But the dynamic aspect is kind of what I'm talking about. And this has to do with, you know, one of the little things that is always bothersome that is going to go away. TSA announced this morning that they're phasing out taking off your shoes at the TSA checkpoint. Man, I'm telling you, that's always, and you know, guys know I very rarely wear socks. So you're walking around that old dirty, nasty floor barefoot.
That's the reason to wear socks when you're catching the flight.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I don't. And then you're sticking your shoes in that box and, you know, on top of your laptop, and then you got to go tie them on. And
the worst is when somebody in front of you wait to the very last minute to start untying the shoes. Mm-hmm. It's just like, come on, man. Just go on and get it out the way.
Yeah, yeah. And there's always...
Wear some slippers or something, man.
The occasional odor it can waft up into the air. But I'm talking about, like, the dynamic and a couple of things, because, we, you know, Sean just came off vacation. I just came off vacation. And like I said, it was perfect. It was great. It was awesome. I can't wait to do it again. But the little things where you're like, all right, where do y'all want to eat tonight? We have, keep in mind, I have two sons and a daughter. They're all married. I have three grandkids. Everybody was on the trip, and then me and my wife. And we're sitting there. Now, we cooked a couple times, and that's always good because everybody can cook their favorite or whatever. But we did go out, and it's like, well, do they have chicken nuggets for the babies? Do they have this or that? Well, you know, my wife is a pescatarian. Do they have seafood? And, you know, I don't like this, and I want that. And it wasn't bothering me. It was just like, took an hour just to decide where to go, you know?
Oh, yeah. I can relate. Even if it's just me and the significant other, we take an hour, too. My trick, the trick I always recommend to people for smaller groups, it doesn't work with a big family, is that you say, like, when you're wondering where to go out to eat, and you put it on them by saying, like, where do you think we're going out to eat?
Yeah.
And then they give you a clue, like, barbecue? And you're like, yeah, we're going to barbecue.
You guessed it. And then the other thing is, when you have little babies, and I have one that's a little over a year and one that's 6 months, a grandkid, when are they going to be napping?
Yes.
Because you got to craft it around the nap, you know, the nap time and all that stuff. So they're not grumpy. And a texter actually said that, just one word. Babies. Babies are a problem. But the other one that was just so funny to me is, like, you can kind of see people working. And this happened Sunday when we're packing up. Like, I'm lugging luggage and golf clubs and crates of leftover food into the truck. And there's always, like, one, like, I think I'll rinse off the dishes, or I'll make sure we got everything out of this house, or start lifting stuff, man. Let's start carrying things.
I'm the opposite. I only do that. I will do the packing. I'm not doing the cleaning up around the house. Yeah. Other people do that, but when everything's ready to go, I'll carry it out to the car. Everyone's backs for you.
I'm the same way too. Y'all do the dishes and all that's to clean up and straighten up. I carry all the stuff to the car. Get out the way.
What about the paying dynamic? If you're now, it's not just families, but, like, couples, you know, going on vacation.
Yeah.
And it's always like you don't know what to say. Like, you want to split this?
It's always awkward, man.
I got this one, you got the next. I mean,
and you could tell when the waitress come out there, she was like, check. And she you could tell they make it a little awkward.
Yeah.
And we're like, just us two. No, just us two, or just me.
Yeah.
Oh. I hate when they ask. I hate, especially right off the bat. Like, we doing separate checks tonight? Like, don't put that pressure on me. Let us decide when it comes time to paying the bill. We'll say, like, oh, I got this, or we'll split it, whatever. But don't put that pressure on me right off the bat.
Or someone, this happened, this wasn't on this trip, but I heard about this last week. Some friends of mine, like, there were three of them. There was three couples. And one went to the bathroom, or two went to the bathroom, the same couple. And the check came. So they split it with just the two.
So the one
couple got a free meal.
They knew what they were doing. They knew.
Them alligator arms.
The old alligator arms.
They saw the waitress walking over. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that water went right through me.
I got to go. Don't you got to go? Yeah, let's go.
That reminds me of that episode of the Two and a Half Men where Charlie Sheen's brother was never paying for anything. So he'd go to the bathroom. So Charlie Sheen followed them to the bathroom while he was over there trying to stall out on the check.
Yeah, I remember that. It's true.
Yeah. But the other thing that's always a little bit awkward is when you're finally trying to get somewhere. Like we went to an olive, you know, oil place and a winery and a beer garden and all this other
stuff. Y'all go antiquing?
No, God, no. They did. I didn't. I stayed home. But like trying to figure out like the car situation, even just the car situation. Well, I don't have a car seat. They do. And oh God, it's just ridiculous. But it can be a little awkward on those.
That reminds me. Yeah. The last time I was on a trip with my college friends and we didn't have a car. We all traveled to a city. Getting the Ubers. Nobody wanted to step up and get like the Uber. We needed multiple Ubers. Mm-hmm. And it was so annoying. And I had to get the Uber every time just because no one, it was like a game of chicken. Everyone's just waiting to see who's finally going to give in. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. We have to go. I'm going to get
the
Uber.
We did that in Vegas, remember? I was just like,
I wasn't there, but
I was just like, I'll get the Uber. Yeah. It was like, you want to get this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everybody's sitting around.
Yeah.
Like,
anybody no one wants to do it. Yeah.
Did anybody call an Uber? Yeah. Just wait for the first person. I do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you guys something about this TSA policy. Because there was a little bit of me. Most of my reaction was very positive. Good, I don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Is there a little piece of you that's like, are we sure we're good?
I know.
Are we sure we're good? You know?
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, I don't. People always say, like, how much is TSA really doing? And we've all gotten things through, not weapons, but like things that aren't supposed to, that they don't pick up on. And then, so you always wonder, like, how good of a process is it really? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm all for more security to make sure I'm safe when I'm getting on a plane. So I'm all good. I'll take the shoes off. I wear like slip-ons now just for that purpose of just taking them right off. So no problem for me.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think the thing that irritated me the most was, and I think they're getting away from this too because of the stuff they're bringing in, but they're taking the laptops out, man. That's the part. I'm like, man, we in 2025, man. Y'all ain't got no machines that can look and see that this is just a laptop and nothing else.
And it's always way in there in your backpack.
Yes. Yeah. So
it's never just then, like right on the outside.
And then it's a little tricky now because some airports tell you to keep your laptop in there.
And some don't.
Yeah. So you get comfortable, be like, all right, keep my laptop in. Like, take your laptop.
Yeah.
Laptops out. Laptops, iPads out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, man.
I'll get mad at you when you don't get it right.
Yeah. I'll be irritated. And then when
it's
you
like
take it out,
policies.
Leave your laptop in the bag.
Yes, one. Which? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
which one
I'm
is
like,
it?
Damn, man. Like, can we all get on one page?
Now, this is one that's interesting. I know it happens with a lot of younger people traveling. It happened with us once. Like, we went to the brewery there at Jester King or whatever it was called in Dripping Springs, and I knew I was going to be drinking some beer because I've been looking forward to it or whatever. Yeah. I did not want to drive. like figuring out who's going to drive when you go, whether it's out or in this case, a brewery or something like that. And then ultimately, I had to drive, so I only had like two beers. I was like, dang, man, I wanted to kind of get
everybody else is going in.
Because of the car seat situation.
Everybody
else is getting, you know, a good buzz on. I'm like, well, I guess I'll eat some more pizza.
Yeah. I think the thing is, too, with your kids having kids and all that stuff, that's their chance to get a blitz.
True.
Yeah, man, that's why I didn't mind.
So like, oh, yeah, you could go to grandma and grandpa.
Actually, Natalie spent the night with us that night.
Yeah, they missed those times. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's what they were looking forward to, that whole vacation.
Yeah.
Grandpa and grandma's going to be with us. Perfect.
Yeah, no, I remember somebody who had some kids, and they did not want nobody to watch their kids because they were just so into the kids.
Yeah.
As the years go on, now they trying to drop the kids off to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Just so they could get a drink and all that other stuff. And just like,
Oh, the first kid, second kid dynamic is awesome, too. Like the first kid, they're just hovering and they're all extra protective. Second kid's like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just give them a pepperoni.
Here you go. I'll be back and be gone for hours.
Yeah. Whatever. As the third son, I know it well from my upbringing. It was great. I could do whatever I want. Yeah. I jotted down a couple. I think unpacking. after you get home. Mm-hmm. I hate the unpack. And then I'm one of those people that, like, I just live out of my suitcase for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'm too lazy to actually get to the unpacking.
Mm-hmm.
And the checking in process really annoys me, where you can't check in most places until like 3 p.m. if it's a hotel. Even Airbnbs are like noon. Mm-hmm. And then you have to change your whole travel schedule to time it out perfectly. You don't want to get there too early and like, well, what are we going to do for an hour? And if it's a long drive, it's hard to time. I hate that. It keeps getting shorter and shorter.
Yes, the window.
Yeah.
Like you check out at 11, but check in at 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
takes
like that.
It takes you that long to get the room ready.
I think if you check in at 3, you should check out at 3.
Mm-hmm. I know. Or give me 24 hours.
Or if you got to check out at 11, you should be able to check in at 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times it's check-ins at like 4, check-outs at 10. You know, it's like, what are we doing here? A lot of texts coming. Someone says they travel with 3 laptops. That's brutal.
Ooh,
to take
man,
all those
goodness
out.
Goodness gracious. And you got to put them in a separate little bin.
Yes, that's the
you
worst
you can't put
part
them in all. So you're going down with 5 bins.
Oh, this is a really good one from the YouTube channel. When you do have kids and they want to take them to like a theme park or a water park, I'm like, y'all go have fun. Y'all have a hell of a time.
Y'all ain't nobody about to take y'all.
I'm going to the winery.
I don't care.
I'm going to the winery. Y'all have fun at that splash town.
I remember my parents, we used to have like an indoor amusement park that would come once a year or a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she used to sit at this one table. Y'all go head on.
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
Somebody said the money is the most uncomfortable.
Can be.
Yeah, sure can. Mm-hmm. Travel within your budget.
The one thing I used to hate, too, I don't know if this fit in with it, but whenever you driving somewhere and somebody want to stop and actually have lunch.
Let's
just get to the destination, man. Like, I understand stopping at a gas. If I stop at the gas station, use the bathroom, get what you need, and get back on the road.
Let's go.
Nah, we not getting off on the exit, and then, let's go to Denny's.
Let's just get a table.
Like, that's an hour, 2 hours right
let's
there,
just
man.
Just get a table and enjoy lunch.
Yeah, nah, man.
I don't want to enjoy lunch.
We in the middle of nowhere, man. Nah, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's got to be a one-stop shop. Gas, bathroom, food, same time.
If I got to stop to get gas, that's y'all cue to go. Try to go to the bathroom, get your snacks, water, all that stuff, man.
I'm with you.
Like, I ain't about to keep stopping.
For sure. What's the most uncomfortable thing about traveling? You can continue to text in 713-572-4610. Also, send your messages on the YouTube and Twitch chats as well. We'll continue to get to any noteworthy answers that come in. When we come back, time to go around the NFL, including one former Texan finally got their ring. We'll talk about it next here on In the Loop.